اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. الله سبحانه وتعالى يحسن بتوحيد وأكثر الإسلام وزاد إيمان وجهاد ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Then I will come and ask you, have you married? So you have this life, this open life, surely, and in your name. There is no doubt, even if life just amount of doubt in this. Without doubt, we are not. We believe in Allah, and Father, and whatever he has done to his prophet of the Muhammad. And we should be firm on that as a concrete, as a rock. While speaking this, our feet should be on the rock. We should say there's no doubt at all we are wrong. Because doubt is something very feeling. That's why Nabi Rasul of Islam, he used to make dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ash-shakki wa ash-shirki wa ash-shiqaqi wa fi'llahi wa nifaqi wa fi'llahi. So this doubt destroys Islam. In the beginning of Quran, الإسلام ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين. Before telling هدى للمتقين, this is right by the متقين, it was clarified, لا ريب فيه. There is no doubt in it. Because if any person is remain in doubt, he is his belief in not to turn. It would be very easy for this shaitan to bear him to a long time. So that's why our belief is first, our iman is first. There is no possibility of any doubt in it. And a Muslim has come. Alhamdulillah. This is mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has given us the tawfiq to be a mu'min. It's not our credit, it's the credit of Allah. Who gave us the tawfiq? If we had not given us the tawfiq, we would have been gone after the Muslim Shaitan. We would have followed our bad ambition. This is the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He has put iman in our heart. So there is no doubt at all. Now there are two different parts of our life. One is the right path and the other one is the wrong path. The right path is the path of Allah. And the wrong path is the path of Shaitan. Right path is the path of Iman. And wrong path is the path of Kufr. Nepal. There are two different paths. Because the paths are different, their destination is different. Anyone who will walk on this path, he will reach the kingdom. If he will walk on the path of Imam, he will reach into the Kalam. And if he will walk on the path of Kut, and the path and Shif, it will lead to different. So two different parts. وَهَدَيْنَا هُمْ مَجْدَيْنِ Quran. SubhanAllah. هَذَا كِتَابُنَا يَنْسِكُ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْحَا SubhanAllah. لَا يُنْقَ لِلْأَجَارِهِ لَا تَشْبَى مِنْهُ الْعَلَمَا SubhanAllah. وهديناهم نجدين and these are children so far. It's very clear. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he expects that we should choose the right path and remain on it steadfastly throughout our life. That's why he tells us, أَلَمْ أَخَذِبَكُمْ يَا بَنِي آدَمَ أَلْ أَخَذِبِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ مُّبِينٌ وَأَنِ اعْبُدُونِي هَذَا صِرَاطٌ مُّسْتَقِيمٌ. Have I taken, have I not taken the promise from you, O my servant, that you will not worship the shaitan, he is your enemy, and you will worship me, this is the right and straight path. So this is the right path, leading towards Jannah, towards the paradise. Now, on this right path, we have to keep our firm belief and yaqeen in the promises of Allah. Because whatever is there, we have not seen it. We have accepted everything without observing anything. Do you have iman that there is sun in the moon? Okay, so most of you are saying yes. And this is wrong. This is wrong. This is not iman. This is observation. Iman means to accept something without observing anything. So this is not iman. This is observation. So we have iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, iman in akhirah, iman in jannah and malaika and everything. What does that mean? That we have accepted that thing on the information of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we have witnessed that he was the true prophet. So this is called iman. So we believe without knowing it, without observing it. And we know because the Prophet Muhammad told us. So that's why iman has its value, because we accepted something without observing. If it would have been observation, no, no, you are prepared. You are observing and you are accepting. Everyone, when you observe something, you accept. So that's why on the day of judgment, the father will see. At the time of death, they observe the thing, and at that time, they accept iman, but their iman has broken. Al-An, even Quran, he said at the time of death, Aman tu brabbi Musa wa Harun. But that iman was not beneficial to him, because now it became observation. So iman has its value, because we believe in something which we have not observed. Just we have accepted the word of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is the basic thing. Because we have not observed it, so there can be doubt. So that's why I am telling that there should not be any doubt in our iman. We should be very sure. When someone asks us, at the moment, we should reply, sure, I'm moving. And there should be a rock under our feet, so firm, no doubt at all. And similarly, we should have a firm belief in the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever He has promised is right. Thank you, personal fact. And this is the difference in the beauty us and from Yahweh. The Mashayikh, the Awliya Kiram, they have a 100% firm belief. But our belief becomes weak at some time. during the business, our brain tells us, if you do this and this, you will get more benefit. So we forget what has been told to us by Sharia. So this is the perfect point. If we will have a firm belief in the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that whatever He has promised are 100% right, then we will be doing this right according to Sharia and Sunnah. We will not follow our observation, we will follow the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there are two parts. Let me give you a example from Quran. So Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, he was standing in front of the magician. And the magician, the first thing, يُخَيَّلُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ سِحْرِهِمْ أَنَّهَا تَطَى. And due to their magic, he felt as if they were, moving. They were slaves. Now at that time, if Musa Islam was now, he asked from his brain, what to do? His observation, what to do? The brain will tell, Hazrat, you have a stick in your hand. So have your grip, firm grip on the stick. And if any snake comes towards you, then beat that snake. You have to be very active at this moment. Be active. And then kill every snake with the help of the stick. This is the message which we can receive from the brain, from the observation. But what was the message given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That O my Prophet, put the stick on the ground. The brain shouts, what is this? This was the last hope. If you will put this stick on the ground, you will have nothing in your hand. But Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he never followed the observation. He never followed what was in the brain. He followed what was the message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he put that stick on the ground, it became a very stick. And this ate the small snake and was Musa is like, you know, success. So eventually, the success was for the Musa is like Islam because he followed the path of the promise of Allah. He never followed the opposition. He followed what was the message of Allah. Then, second example. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was standing on the brink of the river. In front, there was a river of water. And on behind, there was a river of men. In between two. And when he looked behind, قَالَ أَصْحَابُ مُوسَىٰ إِنَّا لَمُدْرَكُونَ. The companions of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, they said, oh, now we get this guy. We are no more here. They were depressed. But there was a voice with Yaqeen. قَالَ كَلَّا إِنَّ مَعِيَ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينِ. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with me and He will lead us to the right path. So He did not leave us alone. The Prophet of Islam had a full Yaqeen in his heart. Now, at this, in this position, ask from the brain what to do. Brain will tell you, you have a very difficult moment of your life. You cannot run, you have been trapped, and behind you is army. Thousands of army soldiers coming towards you. So please, keep the stick firm in your hand. And you have to fight with this army. And Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, he got the message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he gripped the asa al-bahar, that you should make a stroke of the stick on the water. Now the brain shouts, says, what is this? What will be the benefit if you will make a stroke on the water of no use? If you want to strike, okay, wait a minute. Let's say on come here and strike on his head. That will be very different. But what was the message? Make a stroke on the water. And the total is just one. He never followed what was in his brain, what was the observation. He followed whatever was the message by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then he made a stroke on the water, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made 12 paths for him. And subhanAllah, the companions of Muhammad Islam, they all of the river and the river. And then Fir'aun and his army, they also followed them, and they were in between the river. Again, these parts, they were raised up with the water. Now, the same day was gone. Eventually, the success was far, but Muhammad Islam, who made his own belief in the promise of Allah. After crossing rivers, they were in the desert, robbing the sea. And there was no water at all. So the Sahaba of Musa al-Islam, they came and they requested, there is no water, what to do? They in this position asked the king, what to do? The brain will tell, there is nothing in your hand, except the stick. There is nothing in your hand, except the stick. Take the stick, and then slowly dig the earth, so that you can dig a well, and water should come out from the moon. This is what brain will tell. But what was the message of Allah SWT? Anidrithi Asaq al-Hajar. He has to strike on the stone, on the rock. And the brain shouts, oh, if you strike on the rock, the stick will break, and you will have nothing in your hand. You cannot even dig the well. But Allah SWT is not. He never followed what was told to him by the brain. He followed what was the promise of Allah. What was the message of Allah SWT? And it was when he did the Asaq al-Hajar. Strike on the rock. He had a firm belief that whatever is the promise of Allah SWT is 100% right. I will be successful. He made a stroke on the rock and the fountain of water is there. Water came in plenty and even successful. So it means that they follow the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they are successful. Till the day of judgment, any person who will follow the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him successful. Our brain will tell us so many things based upon observation. But our observation can be wrong. Our brain's message will be wrong. Whatever we have been told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything told to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be 100% wrong. So this is the situation of the moon. He has a firm belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in his promise. This is called Iman. Okay, there is a very different story in Quran. When Hazrat Musa was born, the mother was very happy. فَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَرْجِعِي. And we made wahi to the mother of Musa a.s. that you should feed him milk. فَإِذَا خِفْتِيَ عَلَيْهِ. And if you are afraid that the police will come and catch this boy and then kill him, فَأَلْ تِنْتِ تِلْجَا. You should put him into the water. فَلْيُمْ تَهِدْيَمْ وَبِسْتَاهِ. And then, يَأْخُذُهُ عَدُوبٌ لِي وَعَدُوبٌ لَهُ. A person who is my enemy and his enemy, he will catch him. Ne bak brinsel. Allah. What is this? If you want to save this small guy, let me put it in a cage. Let me put it in some room. No one should go and no one could see him. It's very easy. But no, Allah wanted to test the firm belief of the mother of Musa alayhi salam. And that's why he said, put it in the water. So she made a box and put the box inside. Her brain was telling her, he will be drowned. Why? Because if you make any hole so that he can breathe, so water can go inside from the hole. And if you close all the holes, he will not be able to breathe. That means in any case, he is going to drown. The brain says, no way, he cannot remain alive. If you will make hole in the box, water will go in and you will be drowned. And if you will close all the holes to make it waterproof, it will become airproof. How you will be able to breathe, so he will die. The brain tells her, your son has to die eventually. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is promising, وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي. You should have no fear. You should not have any worry in your heart. إِنَّا رَادُّوهُ إِلَيْهِ. We will bring him back to you. وَجَعِلُوهُ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And we have to make him one of the persons of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the mother of Musa alayhi salam, she is put to that. What she did? She made a box and put the child into the box. Fir'aun and his wife, they were walking along the bank of the river. So they caught it. The box was open. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأَلْقَيْتُ عَلَيْكَ مَحَبَّةً مِنِّي. And we put a special jelly glue of muhabbat on your face. So that Musa alayhi salam, his face became so attractive that anyone who looked at him, he loved him. So when they opened the box, and the wife walked around, she looked at the face of this child. She said, لَا تَقْتُلُوهُ. Don't kill him. Ata an yanfa'ana aw nattakhidahu walada. He will get benefit from him. He will make him our son. And then Fir'aun, he thought for a while, why not to kill him? But he was mistaken. He felt, when this child will be brought up in my palace, under my shade, under my guidance, he will not be harmful to me. The brain told him. And he was mistaken. He said, okay, no problem. He killed thousands and thousands of times. And now, he is making a mistake. Why? With the idea that because this child will be brought up in my hand, he will be obliged to me. He cannot be a violent person to me. So that's why he said, no problem. So the drought is child, they tell him. Now they wanted to feed the meat. وَحَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ مَرَاضًا مِنْ قَبْلٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made all the milk to haram to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. So Musa alayhi salam never took the milk of any woman. They invited so many women to feed the milk to Musa alayhi salam. But Musa alayhi salam, he refused. So in the night, Fir'aun and his wife both were very much worried. So beautiful child, but he's not taking the milk, what will happen? Until it was the day, the night passed. On the other side, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes, وَأَصْبَحَ فُؤَادُ أُمِّ مُوسَى فَارِغًا إِن كَادَتْ لَتُبْدِي بِهِ لولا أن ربطنا على قلبنا. If we had not given a knob on his heart, we could have opened the secret. So, she could have wept, she could have cried, and people would have come to know, oh, it's her child, she's crying. Tell us how Allah gave her child. So she kept it secret. But then she said to the sister of Musa al-Islam, go, bring me some news, what is happening there? Sister of Musa al-Islam, she went to the palace, and she saw some scene that everyone was saying, this child is not taking milk. Is there anyone, any woman, who can feed milk to this child? So, the sister of Musa al-Islam, she told Quran, هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَحْلِ بَيْتٍ يَقْتُلُونَهُ وَهُمْ وَهُمْ أَصْلِحُونَ. Should I tell you about the family? They will feed them the milk, and they will be very well-wisher of this child. So then this sister, she used the word well-wisher. Quran, she became attentive. She said, oh, why well-wisher? The girl was very intelligent. She said, oh, we are your followers, we are your followers. If you will not be your well-wisher, who will be your well-wisher? He said, okay. So she came back to the home and said, Mom, please come on. This is the situation. So the mother of Musa al-Islam, she went here. And then she said to him, but Musa al-Islam, he started second year. And Quran was very happy. And his wife was very happy. So the mother of Musa al-Islam, she stayed there according to the Hussarim 2 days or 3 days. But then she said, I cannot stay in this palace. I have to go back to my home. And Quran then said, okay, if you want to go back to home, take this child with you and be male, and we are fixing salary for you, and in your house, we will send the salary towards you. Allah SWT describes, فَرَدَدْنَاهُ إِلَىٰ أُمِّهِ. And we returned him towards his mother, saying, تَقَرَّ عَيْنُهَا وَلَا تَحْزَنْ, so that her eyes should become happy. And there should not be any worry in her heart. When it's ta'lam, and she should know, أَنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ, that the promises of Allah ta'ala are always right and true. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But most of the people live in life. It's a very good example. That on Ya Allah, they have a firm belief and yaqeen in the promise of Allah. And we and you, brothers, we normally lack in this. Yes. So that's why we do something against the Sharia. Otherwise, there is no possibility to do anything against the Sharia. It is our brain which betrays us and tells us that, oh, you should do this, you will get benefit. This is mother of Shaitan, and this is the brain of our mind. So never do anything which is against Sharia. Our success, our final success is in following the Sharia. Whatever is the Sunnah of our Prophet, whatever is the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our success is to be in this family. Like a blind person, give your hand in the hand of Rasulullah. And walk on this path. Otherwise, the Shaitan and Allah, they will take us on the wrong path. So this is the different message, that we should have firm belief, firm yaqeen in the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has promised that if we will obey and become his obedient servants, on the day of judgment, he will give us his success. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. to follow the right path, to protect our religion in each and every walk of our life, and to follow the way which leads us to the Paramatma. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله.